You're listening to the Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC. From our corporate headquarters located in Syracuse, New York, I'm Michael Meath. There's a great running gag in the NBC sitcom 30 Rock about a fake TV game show called Homonym. The host says a word that has multiple meanings, and the contestant tries to guess which definition the host has on his card. Here's a short reenactment. Meet, when two people run into each other. Oh, sorry, it's the other one. Stair. Okay, things you climb to get... No, it's the other one. Au pair. What? There's only one definition. It's like a nanny, a foreign nanny. Nope, you forgot. It can also be an exclamation about a fruit, as in, oh, pear. I'll kill your suspense. No one ever guesses right. Okay, so what the heck does this gag have to do with anything relevant to your organization? It's a funny but I think useful example of the importance of sideways thinking. It's human nature for us each to have certain patterns of thinking that we repeat. Usually, this is because this way of thinking or problem solving has worked for us before. But then we get to a problem that our usual approach, or the approach everyone else is taking, just won't work. Thinking sideways is a discipline in which we broaden our field of vision and look for alternative routes that might be less traveled, less familiar, or less certain, but still lead back toward our goal. Let me try to give you a really simple example. Say you need 5 minutes with a policymaker. You hear about an event she's attending, and you decide to go and hope to get some time with her. Great idea. Maybe it worked before when you went to a breakfast meeting with 10 other people. This event, however, has dozens of attendees, all wanting the same thing you do. So what do you do? Think sideways. See the policymaker's aide sitting at the table on his smartphone? Go strike up a conversation with him. You might easily get 5 minutes of his time. If you handle the conversation right, you might be able to get him to put your issue in front of the policymaker for you. You didn't shake the politician's hand, but you just might get her ear. Let's wrap up with two actions you can take today to start thinking sideways. One, and this might sound a little like odd business advice, but do crossword puzzles regularly. They stretch your mind to consider alternate solutions to obstacles. Hint, when a clue seems impossible, think homonym. Second, get in touch with our team at Strategic Communications LLC and learn how to apply creative solutions to overcome your organization's challenges. To learn more, visit stratcomllc.com. And that's your Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications LLC and WRVO Public Media. Are you being heard?